Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 8:41 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 72 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Good morning to our AM 1340 listeners. You can also join us on Facebook. We're there live Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m.
We are catching up with our friends with the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto. We're going to learn more about the Live Strong program at the YMCA of Upper Palmetto. It is a very successful, popular program, but there is a certain audience for it. So that's why we brought in Jenny Dawkins to tell us more about it. And good morning to you, Jenny.
Good morning.
So let's explain about Live Strong within the YMCA of Upper Palmetto.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. So the Live Strong program is a cancer survivorship program. So basically, it's for anyone who is a cancer survivor. It's a 12-week exercise program, and it's geared to really help folks gain their mobility, their strength, their endurance, their flexibility, and their balance.
Probably make some friends that can understand the struggle and the journey as well.
Yes. Yeah, and such confidence. They build their confidence so well when they go to this class.
So when they sign up for this, again, for cancer survivors, So do I guess their doctors have to sign off that they're at a point now where their treatment's good and they should be able to move forward? What does that look like? That part of the journey.
How does the program work?
Yeah. That's an excellent question. So basically what happens is that the doctor will need to just give you medical clearance, but you are actually considered a survivor the day of diagnosis. So we've had people come to our class while they're actively in treatment, and we've also had cancer survivors that were cancer-free for 25 years. So it's really a large scale of who can come to the class.
We've had a lot of conversations about just sometimes in curing the cancer, it can really be hard on your body.
Yes.
So
yes.
Why is it so important to continue to exercise even when you feel like your body is working hard enough?
Well, there's a lot of reasons to continue exercising even when your body's working hard enough. But for cancer survivors in particular, after treatment, their bodies just kind of go through a lot. Treatment is difficult. And so really gaining that strength and reclaiming their life after treatment is what we're geared to. It's what we're really trying to focus on, giving them an outlet, right? And then not only that, it gives them the space with each other. There's the camaraderie, you know, the connection that they make. No one understands a cancer survivor's story like someone who's actually been there. I mean, my mom is a cancer survivor. I'm not. So I can recognize what it's like to be a caregiver, but not actually really truly being there, not like these folks can with each other.
What does it look like over the 12 weeks? Is each week focused on a different muscle group, or are you working up to something at the end of the 12 weeks?
That's a great question. So I will tell you that we meet you where you are. Some people tell me, I'm just not sure if I'm ready for exercise. Or some people say, hey, I'm ready to get in there and go 100%. And we assess. So we do in the very beginning. I reach out. I talk to the folks. We talk about exactly where you are, what your goals are, what you want to accomplish. In the beginning of the class, we do an assessment. So we try to understand how strong you are, how far can you reach, what does your balance look like, those kind of things. At the very end of the program, we do the exact same thing so they can actually see the progression that they've made through that 12 weeks. They meet two times a week for an hour and a half. It's a very small class. We try to keep it less than 12, and there's always two instructors.
Wow. So an hour and a half. So within that hour and a half, how does the agenda break down?
So within the first few minutes of the class, we spend a lot of time really socializing, talking about what's going on, what do you need, you know. I'm in the mindset that if we get into a classroom and people need to talk, we're going to talk the class. We're going to talk. But if they come in and they're like, dude, we're good, let's exercise, then let's hit it, you know.
Right.
So we really meet them where they are.
Is it a mix of cardio and free weights, all cardio, or again, does it depend on the the person? Because if you're doing it as a class, you kind of got to do it all together.
That's true. So what we like to do is really introduce a lot of the exercise equipment to the participants so that when they are in the class and they're kind of learning, they will have the strength and courage to come back and do it on their own, right? So we teach you how to use that equipment, but we also introduce all kinds of different things. Because of things the way they are now, we've had to make a little bit of changes. So in one class that we did in Chester, we actually never used the weights at all. We never went into the machines at all. We did aerobics in a classroom that was just us. So we really work in whatever we need to do. A lot of times we'll do some aerobics in the beginning to kind of get them started, obviously some warm-up time, and then you know they'll use the weights in the machines. But we try to introduce things like swimming, yoga, meditation, all kinds of different things that we can enter into that class. And really, it's up to the people in the class. If you say, I'm not interested in meditation, but I really like this Tai Bo thing, well, let's get somebody in here to show us some Tai Bo. Right?
I love that.
So we're going to really meet you where you are.
So you really have an opportunity to, again, reach individuals where they are, and they learn so much. I'm just curious, over the time that you've been working with the Live Strong program, what have you learned from cancer survivors?
Oh, I learn every day from them. I learn that there's strength and that there's massive courage. I learned that faith is super important. I learned that your positive attitude has a really big effect on your success and how you get through your treatment. I learned that every journey is different and that just because one person has the same cancer as another person doesn't mean they went through the same experience. So there's so – I learn every day. I learn every day.
Jenny Dawkins is with the YMCA of Upper Palmetto. We're talking about the Live Strong program. This is a program for cancer survivors. Do you find, Jenny, that the people that are part of the program – is it recommended by their doctor? Is it recommended by their family members? Or do they themselves say, I just want to get back to the body I knew before the dreaded C word?
Sure. Actually, all over the place, right? So we have doctors that will send us referrals. We work with Levine and other doctors, other hospitals as well. Then we also have people will just reach out, like they hear about it and they're like, oh, yeah, I heard about this. Or someone will attend and tell their friends. And of course, that always is great because people who attend the class love it. And then we have, I mean, literally all over the place. So you can come to us from all different reigns. If you're interested, though, if anyone is interested in participating in this class, they can certainly reach out to me. They can contact me at jennydawkins@ymcaup.org. We have two classes that are actually starting that I'm really excited about. We have one that is in York at the York YMCA branch, and then we also have one at the Baxter YMCA branch. They both start on September 28th, and they will run on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And they each class is an hour and a half, and they are 6 weeks?
12 weeks.
12 weeks.
12
so
weeks.
That is really good. Sometimes you don't know how bad you feel until you begin to feel better.
Yes.
So, you know, if you've heard this, that's a sign. You need to
that's
check
right.
it out.
That's a great way of putting it. So, again, reach out to the YMCA of Upper Palmetto to get involved with this Live Strong program. Is this Live Strong program and also otherwise throughout the country, or is this just specific to us right here?
It is actually a nationwide program.
Okay.
It is. We work with the Live Strong Foundation.
Gotcha.
And we are 100% based on donors and sponsorship. So we offer this class at no charge to our participants.
Wow.
No membership is required. And in fact, we offer you a membership while you're in the class so that your family can come work out with you.
Oh, great.
That's fantastic.
Well, like Patty said, if you are hearing this today, there is a reason. Get signed up. And Jenny will definitely answer all your questions as she has done so today. So the Live Strong program within the YMCA of Upper Palmetto, get involved today.